Shalom to all. Today's Hafiz Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph, and we're starting about the sixth line with the word Uminayin She'ein Barim V'loy Toichin V'loy Markidin, and Vilna Tzuras Hadaf. It's on Nun Amud Aleph, a few lines in. And today's Hafiz sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. So we're discussing Melachav Boyer and also brought up grinding and sifting. So now the Gemara says Uminayin She'ein Barim V'loy Toichin V'loy Markidin. How do we know that on Yontif we're now do Boyer selecting, Toichin is grinding, and Arkada is sifting? How do we know that these are food type Melachas that are Asra on Yontif? So Rabbi Yosi says B'shem Rishim and Lakish. The pasuk tells us Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahen. Don't do any melacha. This is specifically regarding Pesach. And we read the pasuk ad all the way up until Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, where it says you shall guard the matzos. As a limud is that all melachos are asur, all the way up until the melacha of guarding the matzos. And what's the melacha of guarding the matzos? Well, that's when water is poured into the flour to begin the kneading process to make matzah. That's when we need shimur. We have to guard them to make sure they don't become chametz. And so it's only from lush, from kneading and onwards, that one's allowed to do on yontif. But earlier melachas, such as bayir, tchina, harkada, and other ones, those are not allowed to be done. On this, Tulum Lamdi Latavshal El Mikan, is this where we learn the heter of cooking from? This very pasuk tells us Beferosh, Achasher Yochel Chol Nefesh, Yi Levati Yosel Chem, anything that's necessary for Eichel Nefesh, for food, that's allowed to be done. And so we have a Beferosh pasuk that tells us the things that are necessary for Eichel Nefesh, such as cooking and other things like that, are going to be permitted on Yontif. How can you say that we learn it from the earlier part of the pasuk? And we further clarify, Rabbi Yosel Omer Kain, Rabbi Yosel doesn't say like this, meaning he does not say like Rabbi Yosel B'Shem Rish Lakish, El Rabbi Yosel B'Shem Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosel says it in Rish Lakish, the pasuk tells us, Achasher Yochel. We basically understand it backwards. When the pasuk says achasher yochel chol nefesh, anything that's necessary for ochel nefesh, we take it from that stage all the way backwards until the stage of ushmartem samatzos, which we had said is lush. So anywhere from lush until baking, obviously baking included, that's allowed to be done on yontif, not anything earlier in the chain, such as grinding, selecting, and other things like that. Now Tani Chizkiah Chizkiah teaches Upalgan, he actually argues because he allows bayer. What's his drasha? So the pasuk says achu levadoi, and these three words, haray ilumiyutin, they're miyot. They're excluding something from malachas that are allowed to be done on yontif. And what are they excluding? Shalai liktzar, not to harvest, shalai litchon, not to grind, shalai laharkin, not to sift, be yontif, on yontif. However, bayrer is allowed to be done according to Chizkiah. On to another action, and what it would be considered. So it was Eir, quotes from Chibur Ashi, who says, b'shem Shmuel, hamishamer, one who filters or strains wine, chai mishum bayrer, he's chai for bayrer. However, Amr b'zeir said, loy mistabed, loy mishum marakid, wouldn't it be more logical to say that it's like marakid, it's like sifting? And Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, trained Amrin, both of them said, originally, Havin and Amrin, we used to say, Yosam Rab Ze'era, that what Rab Ze'era suggested is good, because Umam Rakid, just like sifting, Kemach Mil Malon Vesas Mil Maton, that's the proper girsa, the Kemach, which is the coarse flour that remains on the top part of the sieve, and the Soiles, which is the fine flour that's underneath it. Afam Shamer, same thing with straining wine, Yain Mil Maton, the wine, meaning the good stuff that you want to drink, that's beneath, that's underneath the strainer, and Ushmarim Mil Malon, the Shmarim, all the dregs, all the pieces that you don't want, that's in the top, so it's just like Marakid. However, then they said, Vilevin and Amrin Kulam, really we weren't saying anything. It's not true. Why is that? We find that on Yontif, there's a heter for Breira and there's a heter for Shimur for sifting. Where do we see this? We have a Mishnah Mefreshes that we've quoted previously that's in Beitzah, that on Yontif, one is allowed to do regular Breira in his lap and with a Tamchoy, a big plate that's meant for Breira. And where do we see the Shimur straining or filtering wine as Mutter on Yontif? Because we have a Mishnah that discusses other things and says, Avol Yontif, that one is allowed to pour wine into a strainer which is already hung before Yontif, but he's allowed to pour the wine in on Yontif. So we see Beferush that Shimur, straining wine, is permitted on Yontif. Samachal Fambez on top, Veloy Hotam Chal Arkada, but we do not see that Arkada, sifting, is permitted on Yontif. Rabbi Chanina ben Yaka, Beshem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Yaka said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shayin Asakamach, one is now allowed to re sift flour on Yontif, Avam Arkidin Lacharin Appa, but he could sift it with the back of the sifter. This is being done in an unusual way, so it's Beseder, but regular type of sifting is not permitted on Yontif, and Ein Tam Rishim Rakid, who, Yehei Asr. If you want to say that filtering wine on Shabbos is a problem of Merakid, then it should be Asr on Yontif, because we don't see any heter of Merakid on Yontif, and that means filtering wine should be Asr on Yontif if it's Merakid. But we saw Beferush on the bottom of Amud Aleph that it's 100% permitted to filter wine on Yontif. So it must be that filtering wine is a problem of Bayer, which is permitted on Yontif, but Asr on Shabbos. And our Rabbi Yosef, Rabbon, Udaloik Rabbi Yehuda, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanim Shem Rabbi Yehuda, we have a rise in the name Rabbi Yehuda, Af Machshir Eichel Nefesh Yitiru, even with preparations for Eichel Nefesh, that's permitted as well. Rabbi Yehuda is very makel when it comes to food preparation on Yontif. He doesn't allow just regular food preparation itself. He allows even machshir eichel nefesh. For example, if you don't have a spit with which to roast your meat, you're allowed to prepare a spit in order to roast the meat. And so that means, according to him, you would be allowed to sift on yontif. However, by Yadam Ilsa, the following thing is a question. According to Yizachamim, ma'al l'shanas zakemach achari napad rabbanon, what about according to rabbanon, who asr sifting flour lechatchila? What about sifting it on the backside of the sieve or sifter? Would that be lechatchila permitted? Because being done with a shinoi, so maybe that would be permitted lechatchila on yontif, and we don't have an answer to this. Moving on to continue explaining more malachas mentioned in the Mishnah. mishnah of atoichin grinding. So ahein de shachak melach, somebody who grinds salt, chasaf, earthenware, pilpulin, peppercorn, chayim shum toichin, he's chay for toichin. Ahein de chashar, somebody who sifts girgabsin, which is bran, mites, chaff, chayil, sand, offer, dirt, chay b'im shum rakid, he's chay from rakid. Ahein de gabel, somebody who needs either girgabsin, his bran, offer, dirt, kilarim rulugma, samamanim. These are two different things used for refuah. They're made out of samamanim, out of some sort of herbs and things like that. Chay mishum lash, he's chay for lash, for kneading. Now, once we're on the topic of lash, we continue discussing halash, one who needs, v'amakatev, somebody who takes water and top of the dough with it so it doesn't rise too quickly, v'ha'irech, somebody who sets it into nice loaves, he basically shapes them, kulan mishum lash, all these are chayv because of lash, and even if he does all three of them, he's just chayv one, which is lash. Now, Rav Bavar Mamabai, he asked the following question, Tamano Tamar, over there you say, this in regards to the carbon mincha, that if it was made b'chametz, which we know it's not allowed to be chametz, it has to be matzah, chayv alishasa, he's chayv for kneading it, v'al richasa, and for setting it and shaping it to a loaf, v'al fiasa, and for baking it, and he's chayv for each one individually, so it would be chayv three separate lavin. But over here you're saying this, over here you're saying that if he does these very same things on Shabbos, he's only over one lav, not three. El rather, the answer is, tamanya shalachlak, over there we could differentiate. There's three separate psukim in regards to all these three things being done with the karban mincha, and therefore chayv kolachas v'achas, he's chayv for three separate lavin. Baram hachai, however, over here when we're dealing with Shabbos, ain't a chayv alachas, he's only chayv one, because they all fit under the category, the av malacha of lush, and therefore even if he does all three, he's only chayv one. Now we go on to ask about the malacha of afia, of baking, which is mentioned in our Mishnah. And the question is, eschami, come and see, afia toledes lobishol. Baking is really a tolda of cooking. The cooking in the Mishkan that was done was the cooking of the salmonim, of all the spices and herbs that were necessary. So there was no baking done in the Mishkan. That means that baking is a subcategory tolda of bishol. Vatamar hachin, you say this, when we were listing the av malachas in the Mishnah, we mentioned baking and not cooking. How does that make sense? And the answer is, el begin tanin and seder isa, since the Mishnah lists all the necessary things to make dough, isa, therefore taninasa iman, it was taught with them, that's why it taught baking and not cooking. But you're right, the real av malacha is cooking. And now talking about cooking, ha'in da azin gir karin, somebody who heats up lime in order to be able to use it, or mashiach kilos, he takes thick congealed oil and heats it up, making it liquid, or shari zifos, he heats up pitch in order to be able to use it, or shari maestrin, he takes some sort of thick, hard thing and heats it up to make it soft. In all these situations, he's chai for cooking. And Rabbi Bavo says, b'shem Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, ha'matech avar, somebody who melts or heats up lead, chai mishum avashal, is also chai for avashal for cooking. Similarly, hatsoila, when roast, v'amitagin, when who fries, hashalik, when who cooks very long. Shalik doesn't just mean regular cooking, it's like a very long cooking or stewing. Amashin, somebody who smokes food, like smoking meat and things like that. Kulan mishum avashal, all these are chayv kazim avashal. Now we have a question, bisha b'chamei teveria mahu. Let's say somebody cooked in chamei teveria. Chamei teveria are natural hot springs found in teveria in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, let's say he cooks something in them. On one hand, it's not like cooking in fire. On the other hand, it's cooking. So Chizkiah amar asur, Rabbi Yochanan amar mutter. Chizkiah says asur and Rabbi Yochanan says mutter. The reason Rabbi Yochanan says mutter is because the only type of things are ur, fire, and toldas ur, something that comes from fire. But this, chamei teveria, is toldas chama. It's something that's heated by the sun, and therefore there's no iser. Whereas Chizkiah says it is asur because he holds toldas chama is asur atu toldas ur. If we allow you to cook in something that was heated up by the sun, you might end up cooking in something that was heated up by fire. However, now we have a slightly different version of Chizkiah's shita. Amar Rav Mana says, Azla Kesarin, I went to Kesaria, v'shamas Reb Zekon b'shem Chizkiah, and I heard Reb Zekon saying the name of Chizkiah. The Chizkiah actually wasn't so sure about this. L'Chizkiah tzrichale, Chizkiah asked the following question, Pesach shen is bashal b'chamei teveria mahu. Let's say the Karban Pesach was cooked in chamei teveria. We know there's a b'feir shalav that bashal m'voshal b'mayim, one is not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in water. So the question is, let's say he cooked in chamei teveria, is that called cooking like regular in water? It's not really in a pot under fire. And chain amirayin, there's machlokes amirayin. Chan number one says asur, it's asur, and chan number mutter one says mutter. Mandamar mutter, that's proper gear. So the one says mutter. Why would that be? Because it says in the pasuk al toichlu menu na ubashal m'voshal b'mayim, don't eat from it raw or cooked in water. And this is not called cooking in water. And this is not called cooking in water like the regular thing. As we said, it's not in a pot under the fire. It's in chamei teveria, which is heated by the sun, not by regular flame. And therefore, it's mutter. Whereas uman demar aser, that's proper gear. So the one says aser. That's because the pasuk says ki im sli esh roish al krav al kirbay. The way that the karban pesach has to be made is that it has to be roasted sli esh. And this is not called roasted. It might not be called cooked, but it's not roasted. And therefore, it's aser. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss malachas of Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.